कुंज विहारी जय राम। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइनग्रे सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइनग्रे भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की निताई गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 वर्स 32 यर्हि वावस भगवान् लोकम् इमं योगस्याद्ध प्रतीपम् इवाचक्षणास्तत्प्रतिक्रिया कर्म विभत्सितम् इति व्रतम् आजगरम् आस्तितः चयान एवाश्नति पिबति खादति अवमेहति हदति स्म चेष्टमान उच्चरित आदिक्तोक्षेष. सो वी विल रीड वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन टुगेदर. यर्हि वाव वेन सह He, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, lokam, the people in general. Imam this, yogasya to the performance of yoga, adha directly, pratipam antagonistic, eva like, achakshanaha observed, tat of that, pratikriya for counteraction, karma activity, bibhatsitam abominable, iti thus, vratam the behavior, ajagaram of the python, astitaha accepting, shayanaha lying down, eva indeed, ashnati eats, pibati drinks, khadati chews, avamehati passes urine, hadati passes stool, sma thus, cheshtamanaha rolling, uccharite in the stool and urine, adikta uddeshaha his body thus smeared. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Rishabhdev saw that the general populace was very antagonistic to his execution of mystic yoga, he accepted the behavior of a python in order to contract their opposition. Thus he stayed in one place and lay down. While lying down, he ate and drank, and he passed stool and urine and rolled in it. Indeed, he smeared his whole body with his own stool and urine so that opposing elements might not come and disturb him. Purport. According to one's destiny, one enjoys allotted happiness and distress, even though one keeps himself in one place. This is injunction of Shastras. When one is spiritually situated, he may stay in one place and all his necessities will be supplied by the arrangement of Supreme Controller. Unless one is a preacher, there is no need to travel all over the world. A person can stay in one place and execute devotional service suitably according to time and circumstance. When Rishabhdev saw that he was simply being disturbed by traveling throughout the world, he decided to lie down in one place like a python. Thus he ate, drank, and he passed stool and urine and smeared his body with them so that people would not disturb him. So we read translations of next three shlokas. Because Lord Rishabhdev remained in that condition, the public did not disturb him, but the bad aroma emanated from his stool, but no bad aroma emanated from his stool and urine. Quite the contrary, his stool and urine were so aromatic that they filled 80 miles of countryside with pleasant fragrance. So there is a wonderful line in this purport. We will read that section. Prabhupada says, so we can take it for granted that in the spiritual world, the stool and urine are also pleasantly scented. Indeed, the entire atmosphere became very pleasant due to Lord Rishabhdev's stool and urine. 34th. In this way, Lord Rishabhdev followed the behavior of cows, deer and crows. Sometimes he moved or walked, and sometimes he sat in one place. Sometimes he laid down, behaved exactly like cows, deer and the crows. In that way, he ate, drank, passed stool and urine and cheated the people in this way. O King Parikshit, just to show all the yogis the mystic process, Lord Rishabhdev, the partial expansion of Lord Krishna, performed wonderful activities. Actually, he was the master of liberation and fully absorbed in transcendental bliss, which increased a thousandfold. Lord Krishna Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, is the original source of Lord Rishabhdev. There is no difference in the constitution, and consequently, Lord Rishabhdev awakened the loving symptoms of crying, laughing and shivering. He was always absorbed in transcendental love. Due to this, all mystic powers automatically approached him, such as the ability to travel in outer space at the speed of mind, to appear and disappear, to enter the bodies of others and to see things far, far away. Although he could do all this, he did not exercise his powers. O ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So, we'll discuss this section where Lord Rishabhdev is performing some extraordinary pastime. So, the sections, the few themes that we'll discuss in these four shlokas. First is how the Supreme Lord, whenever he exhibits certain qualities, he exhibits to the maximum extent. Like no one can come closer to Supreme Lord. He is Yogeshwara. Second is how devotees don't aspire for any type of mystic powers or siddhis. And by performance of devotional service, they many times automatically acquire, but like in this case, even if they have, they don't exercise it and they are least interested in it. Okay, so we'll see these sections. So first is how whenever Lord exhibits some qualities. So here Lord Rishabhdev is exhibiting the wonderful quality of how perfect he is in his performance of mystic yoga. So many claim that they are God. So there are many now and then avatars of God keep taking avatars in Kali Yuga. So many claim that those who claim about being God, they try to imitate or they exhibit only one of the tiny fraction of the mysticism or the powers that Supreme Lord acquires. Okay, someone may produce apple, someone may produce ash, someone may produce, someone can walk on water or fire. So they can do only to their part. Okay, I cannot lift Govardhan like Krishna, I cannot show Vishwarup by like Krishna, but I can perform Ras Leela. And that also not with 1 lakh, but only with few. imitating God. Okay. So this is a very typical, so little bit, and this world is fascinated by magic. Prabhupada very wonderfully he says in Bhagavad Gita, Vita, Raga, Bhaya, Krodha, ki how this Raga, Bhaya and Krodha, so those who are karmis, they are attracted by the opulences of this world. Okay, so anything you get by shortcut, Anything you get without much effort attracts you. Okay. So yesterday only I was, 2 days before I was taking session with a group of doctors, and everyone are like working so hard day and night. But this simple question sometimes bewilders, that what is the goal of life? I was just discussing that, how many of us know what is the goal of life? Everyone raised their hand. So we discussed that how life is like a journey. Okay, journey. So I just told that, okay, we will compare two journeys. Life journey and any normal journey from Mumbai to Delhi. So the simple question was asked that, what is the starting point of this journey? They said birth. What is the starting point of this journey? They said, okay, Mumbai. What is the end point of this journey? They said death. What is the end point of this journey? Delhi. So I said, what is the goal of this journey? Delhi. What if I, rather than going by train, I sponsor the air flight ticket? I said, oh, it's very good. Then even rather than going by flight, if I give you, like by mystic power, I make you reach Delhi in a second. Well, that's wonderful. And I again asked, what is the goal of this journey? He said, reaching Delhi. What is the goal of this journey? So like many said, reaching death in a moment. So we don't know where we are going. And then I said, what if I help you to go to the destination earlier? Okay, rather than 80 years, I will help you in 10 years or by yogic siddhi in a second. So we are, many times we are traveling, and these karmis, they have this, if anything they get easily, rather without working hard, any opulence in this world, they are, because they are attracted, they are thinking, they are like 24 hours aspiring for that. And if they get that without any effort, oh, that's a miracle. This person is fulfilling my desire. So for me, he's God. Okay, so it's very easy to fool such kind of people who don't know the goal of life, who don't know the real purpose of life. And anyone, if they can just show little bit mystic powers. And therefore, Prabhupada was so heavy with these types of bogus gurus and those who tried to cheat people by showing some sort of mysticism. So one person, Prabhupada says, narrates a wonderful story that there was one yogi who called all the villagers and said that, okay, I will show magic. I can walk on water. I can, from this end of to that end of the river, I can walk and I will come back. Okay. So he showed, and everyone was gathered, and he showed, he went and came back. So one person went and asked, sir, you showed a wonderful magic, but is actually worth 2 paisa. Why? You put so much efforts in crossing and coming back. I will give 2 paisa to the boat keeper. He will take me to that and help me to come back also. So what is the purpose of showing mysticism? Why we get attracted? Okay, as we said that many times, even, and it's so inbuilt. Okay, even after practicing Krishna consciousness, many times it's, many of us even gets fascinated, not attracted, of course. But any magic, people have that. Okay, they get attraction, they get attracted. So one should know the real purpose of life. If one is inside the jail, no matter how much magic you show, and you are not able to get out of the, and Prabhupada says, what is the use if you are not able to get out of the jail? Okay, you are drowning in an ocean, and what is the use of showing all types of mysticism if you are entangled in the same world where you are? He said, he challenged, used to challenge, Prabhupada used to challenge all. If all these so-called magicians and mystics, if they really want to show their powers, tell them that they won't die. Show this power, that they have the power to postpone the death or they won't die. That's not possible. They have to leave their bodies. Okay. So this is a wonderful thing that one should understand, is karmis. And again, rag means attachment to this. And one who gets frustrated by this rag, too much attachment of this world, they said, okay, I don't, anything that resembles this world, I negate it. So what is the concept of Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is invisible, he cannot be seen. He has no qualities that are available in this, that are seen in this world. Okay, that is bhay. Okay, that is, they are the gyanis. So gyanis are so fearful, like they are frustrated with the things of this world, because everything in this world will give pain ultimately. Okay, how much ever magic we see and receive many opulences, ultimately it will give pain. So the gyanis, they realize that. And because they are so fearful in like dealing with anything in this world, they say that the real absolute truth must be totally different from this. He should have no qualities which resembles to this world. So even a human form, like any form, they get fearful. This cannot be God, because this, I am so miserable in this form. How can God have any form? Because in their memories, form means misery. Okay, so spiritual truth will be totally invisible, with no form and absolutely nothing. Okay, and then they are second type, bhay and krodh. Third type, like some who get inspired, who say that the ultimate form has no, ultimate truth has no form. And some, they hear so many theories that what the ultimate form may be. They hear so many types of theories, so many commentaries, they get so frustrated that there is nothing. There is neither spiritual world, there is neither spiritual energy, there is, everything is shunya. Okay, therefore Prabhupada was the main mission, like we hear in his pranam mantra, nirvishesha shunyavadi paschate deshadare. Because people, either they are karmis or they get attracted by the false conception of God, or they get totally frustrated and say that everything is void. Okay, so Prabhupada was very heavy on that. So these are the examples of perfection. Here Lord Rishabhdev is, anyone wants to say that I am God, first of all, where it is written in scripture, where is your scriptural reference? No one can say that. And even if you want to show something, so perform like Rishabhdev. If you externally, okay, you may not wear clothes, you can walk and everyone, and you can falsely show that, okay, you are a mystic, but can someone make their stool aromatic for 80 miles? 80 miles, I mean, more than 100 kilometers, Lord Rishabhdev's stool was fragrant. So you cannot make the stool foul smelling for so much kilometer. Forget about fragrance. And see the degree, he was smearing his body with his own stool. Okay, and though it was fragrant, people don't like, were hesitant to go near him, because they couldn't figure out what it is. So similarly, so Krishna, whenever Lord performs any pastimes, he performs to the highest degree. When it comes to Leela, he's Lord Krishna. He performs all sorts of mystics and everything. Like, there is no rules and regulation. He can do anything and everything. Then Maryada Purushottam is Lord Ram. Like, whenever he speaks something, he will follow, whatever it takes. He has to banish his wife. He has to go to jungle for sake of fulfilling the promise of his father. What not? He is ready to perform anything. So no, like Lord Ram is type of personality, everyone will imitate every other, but they will fear to imitate Lord Ram. Because actually he, like, if you want to imitate Lord Ram, still you cannot imitate. Because he is such a pakkai on his principles. Okay. And when it comes to showing Virat Rup, Lord Raman, Vamandev, he comes like a dwarf Brahmana and he, like, shows such a huge form. Okay, when it comes to anger, recently it was Narsingh Chaturdashi, when it comes to exhibition of anger, Lord Narsimhadev, such a great exhibition of his anger, transcendental anger, that even Lakshmi Devi was fearful. I have never seen such form before. Even I am fearful to go near Lord Narsimhadev. Okay, Lord Brahma, and finally Prahlad Maharaj was sent by Lord Brahma. Okay, and when it comes to showing mercy, it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, whoever it is, not seeing any qualification. Okay, just giving the highest transcendental love to the lowest. Okay, that's the mercy avatar of exhibition of the Supreme Personality. Okay, so these are various like qualities exhibited by God, and no one can claim God, and whoever is claiming, it's just total stupidity. And we heard like how Prabhupada was very heavy when it comes to these bogus gurus. Now the next section is how various devotees, they are least interested in these sort of mysticism or miracles. Okay, the first we will discuss of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, we heard recently such wonderful pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. But one shloka in is like, who was Narasimha Dev? Who was Hiranyakashipu? Hiranyakashipu, like we heard his tapasya. Okay, for more than 10,000 years, he performed intense tapasya, standing on two toes, and everywhere he like practically entire body was eaten up by ants, and he was still able to maintain his life air in that structure of skeleton. And I recently again, I was describing this pastime in a nearby town, and I was just saying that he was performing, he had such powers that entire body was eaten up by ants, and he was able to stand on his toes for so many thousands of years, and still he was able to maintain his life here. So I just asked question that, so a simple devotee chants 16 rounds and Hiranyakashipu, who is more grateful? So everyone unanimously said Hiranyakashipu is more grateful. Then I again explained that yoginam api sarvesha madgate nandaratmana shraddhavan yajteva swame yukta tamomata, devotees are the more dear manushyanam sahasrita. I explained everything, and then I again asked, who is more powerful, Hiranyakashipu or this devotee? Everyone said Hiranyakashipu. So I repeated three times how devotee is great, and then I glorified the qualities of Hiranyakashipu. He was so powerful that all demigods used to capture, and like Rupa Raghunath Prabhu was telling, he used to engage all the demigods in cutting sabji in his kitchen. So again I glorified Hiranyakashipu and asked, who is more powerful, this devotee or Hiranyakashipu? Again they said Hiranyakashipu. So it's so difficult. I mean, for us it may be easy now, but for a new person it's so difficult to accept that if a simple devotee is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, out of all the yogis, he is the greatest. But still, the miracle or the mysticism is so fascinating that it's not so easy to give up. It's not easy to give up that conception. Okay, so Hiranyakashipu, just comparing the mysticism. Who was Hiranyakashipu? Performed such intense tapasya. Who can? He is like, even Narad Muni glorifies like Hiranyakashipu for performing such intense tapasya. Who can perform such intense tapasya? Okay, his flames were coming out from his body. It was disturbing entire planets. All the demigods like ran from their homes. Like, it was so heat. So, and who was Prahlad Maharaj? A small 5-year-old boy just chanting Hare Krishna, just taking names of Lord. What is the comparison in terms of external mysticism? Okay, so first we heard that how Krishna is the actual Yogeshwara, and in this world, second we are discussing that in this world, even if someone is showing some sort of yogesh, like mystic powers, even in comparison to them, a small devotee of Krishna is much more greater mystic than any mystics outside. So Prahlad Maharaj was a simple 5-year-old boy, and Hiranyakashipu was with all his strength. We'll not go into detail past time. With all his strength, he was trying to kill Prahlad. And when he was totally, and he got fearful, my God, I'm not able to kill this 5-year-old boy. What's going on? And with all his powers, when he was thoroughly like frustrated and failed, and the epitome of the like his frustration, when Prahlad Maharaj said this wonderful shloka, one of my most favorite shlokas. Prahlad Maharaj says to Hiranyakashipu, first of all, he is enemy of Vishnu. Okay, his greatest enemy in this world is Vishnu. And see the stupidity and foolishness. ही थिंक्स दैट आई विल गेन ऑल द पावर्स फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा, आई विल सिट ऑन द पोजिशन ऑफ ब्रह्मा, एंड विष्णु इज वन पर्सनैलिटी इज क्रिएट बिकॉज इन देयर कंसेप्शन ब्रह्मा इज द टॉप मोस्ट. ओके, सो विष्णु इज अ पर्सनैलिटी क्रिएटेड बाय ब्रह्मा, देयर फॉर इन हिज बोन्स ही सेट दैट आई विल नॉट बी किल्ड बाय एनी ऑफ योर लाइक क्रिएशंस. सो ही डिडंट हैड दैट क्वालिफिकेशन टू अंडरस्टैंड विष्णु इज अबव ब्रह्मा. So he thought that I will sit on the position of Brahma and kill Vishnu. And Vishnu is his greatest enemy. And this 5-year-old boy is telling that go to Vrindavan, worship Hari. Okay. And even that was okay. So then Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisham matista vadurukramangrim sparshatyanarthapagamo yadartha. महीय सांपाद रजोभिषेकम निष्किंचनानाम न वृणीतयाद. ही सेज दैट यू शुड, इफ यू एक्चुअली वॉन्ट टू डिलीवर योर सेल्फ, यू शुड स्मीयर योर बॉडी विद द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु, देन योर लाइफ विल बिकम परफेक्ट. ओ डियर फादर, ओ असुर सम्राट. So this was too much for Hiranyakashipu. Okay. Then he said, from where are you getting your powers from? He said, from the same source. He is Yogeshwar. He is from where you got your powers. You got indirectly. I am getting directly. I am getting directly from the powerhouse. You are getting like in between through Brahma. So then he tried to kill in so many ways. We heard that. And finally, of course, he tried previously and Lord Narasimhadev came. So this is Prahlad Maharaj. Who can be greater externally? Who can perform tapasya more intensely than Hiranyakashipu? Who can have mystic powers more than me? Hiranyakashipu said, whatever, when he said, I was asking boon from Lord Brahma, he said, whatever mystic powers exist, give all of them. And all the personalities should be my servants. Except Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Everyone used to go and offer prayers to Hiranyakashipu. Narad Muni says, even I used to go. External formality. Okay. So, that was the power of Hiranyakashipu. And here is 5-year-old boy who has powers to defeat Hiranyakashipu. And then Ambarish Maharaj. Who can be greater mystic, sannyasi and a yogi than Durvasa Muni? And here is Ambarish Maharaj, a simple householder. And but he was so dear to Lord Krishna that Krishna, when he loves someone, he is always there to protect. He has given his Sudarshan Chakra as a gift to him, Ambarish Maharaj. And Sudarshan Chakra moves in a auto mode. Okay, whenever someone attacks devotees, there is no need to give instruction. Automatically he starts chasing and destroying the personality who is trying to attack his devotee. So Durvasa Muni, just for a small mistake, he tried to kill Ambarish Maharaj, and immediately Sudarshan Chakra came, and that huge demon which Durvasa Muni has created, he killed immediately, and he was behind Durvasa. Okay. And he is running throughout. He is running everywhere. Finally reach Vaikuntha, which is supposed to be a place with no Kuntha. And he is full of kuntha, he is full of anxiety and tension. And he is in front of Vaikunthapati. And he is full of, with kuntha. And he is telling, this is your chakra, please save me. Vishnu says, he works in auto mode. I have already said, he will not hear me. Okay, so what is the solution? Go and take shelter of the person whom you have insulted, whom you have humiliated. And that's where Krishna says, very wonderful, Aham bhakta paradhinu hi asvatantra ivatuja sadubir grashtarideyo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. Well, forget about you. Everyone in this world is desiring independent. Okay, everyone wants to be independent. The very nature why we are here. Everyone wants to become independent. Okay, so Krishna says, forget about you, even I am not independent. I am aswatantra. Aham bhakta paradhinu. I am totally under the captive of my devotees. He aswatantra eva tuja. I am totally sadhubir grasta hridayo. I reside in their heart, I am caught up in their hearts. I am totally like bounded. So, this is the position of Lord Krishna. Okay. So, there are many examples like that who, like, even simplest of all devotees, they have powers to defeat the greatest of all mystics. Okay, we will take few different examples, like one Madhvacharya. Some of his disciples asked, Acharya, our teacher, after you, who will be guiding us? Who will write the commentaries on all of your teachings? Who will take the legacy ahead? And there was the bull standing in front of him. He said, this bull will do it. And everyone said, And even they were somewhere envious and somewhere like didn't like this bull. And it was a bull who used to carry Madhvacharya every place. He used to carry the books of all Madhvacharya. Okay. And that bull had such a wonderful quality that whenever Madhvacharya used to speak, he used to stop like chewing, used to just hear attentively. Okay. And just by seeing the sincerity of this bull, how he used to attend, the bull used to make his ears very attentive, okay, and used to attentively hear. So Madhvacharya, many times he said that this bull is more attentive than many of you, to his disciples he said. And everyone became so envious that one time they thought that this bull is becoming more dear to Acharya even than us also. So they sent a snake to kill that bull. The snake bit the bull. The snake died. The bull remained. And it was because of the protection of Madhvacharya. And later, in next life, this bull became Dhondopant. Okay, so he was a prince and till a young prince, and he on sitting on a horse, he used to drink water, he used to go inside the lake or a pond, and till the time he used to reach his like directly till his like mouth, then he used to drink water directly, okay, many times. So once there was a in the same lineage, there was an Acharya. His name was Akshobhaya Tirth. He said, oh, prince, you drink water exactly like a bull. He just said this much. And when he heard this, immediately everything he remembered from his past life. Okay. And then he later went to become Jaya Tirtha, who wrote many commentaries on Madhvacharya. Okay. So, similarly, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, okay, there was one, we hear this famous pastime of Bhishakshena, that he was a mystic, and he was so much powers he had, and he used to openly say, he had his two servants, assistants, their names were Brahma and Shiva, and he's even recent, in few years before, even now, there is someone who says, I am Ram, someone is Sita, and someone is Lakshman. So they have so many mix. So he had such so much mystic powers that everyone used to worship him just because he was able to show some magic. Okay. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided that, I will punish him. And he went and said to Bhishakshena. Immediately that person recognized Bhaktivinoda Thakur that don't come in front of me, come in front of my path, otherwise you will be destroyed. First, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, why are you showing? Because he was fooling so many people and he was directly challenging the government. Okay, so government had their own self-interest. They sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur because they knew he is a great devotee. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went and he said that, come with me and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And Bhishakshena said, who is this Jagannath, this statue, this wooden form? I am original living form. I am Lord Vishnu. And immediately Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered all the soldiers to capture this person. And this person was taken to jail. And all the family members of Bhaktivinoda Thakur became seriously ill. His daughter was like to the verge of death. And everyone were telling to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even the soldiers in the jail were fearful. Many things he was doing by his mystic powers. And finally on the 18th day, this went on for 18th day. And even on the 18th day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was very many people thought that he might even leave his body, but he was determined that I will punish this person, and finally he gave the verdict that he should be punished for so many months. Okay, and then some person, and then for 18 days he had not taken, that mystic has not taken neither water nor food. So one of the doctor, okay, his name was Dr. Walter or something, he had got some idea, he just went and cut the hair of this mystic. As soon as his hair was cut, he just fell to the ground like dead person. Okay, absolutely weak. He was not, because all his energy, like powers, were somehow residing in his hairs, and he was so weak. And after some time, this so-called mystic god, okay, took poison and killed himself. Okay, Bhishaksen. And there was again one another person who claimed that he is God, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he went and challenged that person. Okay, you are God. Where in scriptures? And many arguments took place. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur started reading Bhagavatam right in near the place of that, just beside the place of that mystic who was claiming he was God. And when he just was reading Bhagavatam, immediately, of course, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, if he reads Bhagavatam, so he was getting too much disturbed. So he made an astra, okay, which will go and kill Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Okay, he made some invisible astra, invested all his powers. Okay, but when the astra went there, because of the power of this Bhakti Vinod Thakur reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it took a U-turn and killed that mystic only. Went back and killed the mystic only. Similarly, many pastimes Bhakti Vinod Thakur did to just expose. There was one tree which was haunted by a ghost. Okay, and many used to come and sit and near the tree, because that ghost had the power to fulfill the desires. Especially that ghost was expert in changing the mind of the judge, okay, to give statements in your favor. So many used to go near the tree, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur sent one of his disciples, and he started reading Bhagavatam. And by reading Bhagavatam, when the Bhagavatam was completed, the tree burst. Okay, and this ghost, this Brahma Rakshas, went back. So many pastimes were performed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and we also hear pastimes of Ramanujacharya, like many pastimes. One of the famous pastime, like when he was given poison by one of the priest. Okay, he was given poison mixed in Charanamrit, and he just drank the poison like Charanamrit. Many miracles, but rather than dying, he just started dancing in ecstasy out of the power of Charanamrit. So these are various pastimes which shows that the devotees, forget about comparing with Lord Krishna, so-called mystics are not even closer to simplest devotees of Lord Krishna. Okay, Yogi Nam Api Sarvesham, that Krishna says, he has exemplified this by various of his wonderful devotees. Okay, then there is a section where Rishabhdev is performing this pastime of smearing the body with stools and urine. Okay, so of course, part he's showing his supremacy, how his stool and urine are even fragrant. And in second way is Prabhupada is saying that how, when so many people were disturbing him, okay, when he was performing his mystic, exhibiting his mystic powers, he thought, rather than traveling, I will stay at one place and I will perform all the, I will do my, I will do something so that people won't come closer to me. Okay, and in this way he was there, smearing the stool and urine, and people were so bewildered that they didn't go closer. Okay, so essence is, and whatever is needful to be absorbed in devotional service, one should perform that activity. Okay, one should not imitate, but one should do whatever is needful. And wonderful example comes of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Everyone used to come near Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and say that, oh, please give me boon that I should have a nice child, I should get nice job. And he was so frustrated that he used to go and perform his bhajan inside toilet, and used to close the door from inside. And everyone used to come and knock, and he didn't used to open that. So he used to perform his bhajan. So when he was asked that why you are performing your bhajan in toilet, he said that the odor of this foul smelling stools and urine is much more easy to tolerate than this so-called desires of karmis who are coming to ask these so-called material opulences. Okay. Then we have pastime of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Okay. So he had his servant, his name was Bihari Das. So Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, whenever he used to go, people used to give alms to him and he used to collect. So like that, once he asked his servant, he was not able to see, practically he was blind, and once he asked his servant that how much money you have collected, so he gave 182 rupees in the hands of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Actually, he had 200 rupees. So he kept 188 rupees. He kept 12 rupees back. But he was a pure disciple. He thought that I will serve my Guru Maharaj with these 12 rupees, because he knew that he will use it for something. So he said, where is the other money? So he thought, okay, no, it's not possible to cheat my Guru. He gave all the money to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He said that, okay, with the money, go and buy rasgullas and feed the cows of this wonderful dham, Navadvip dham. Okay. And then once Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj used to take food from a certain plate, and whenever he used to take food, these dogs used to come around. And when he is done, they used to come and lick on the plates on which he is taking food. So Bihari, once he saw that, and he was so agitated that he started chasing these dogs and chastising. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, that if you do this, I will never eat again. Okay, so let these dogs eat. Then he said, they are so contaminated, they are so impure. This Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, but they are dogs of holy dham. Okay, you cannot do like this to them. Like pastime of we have. So these are various pastimes where devotees, they are greater than mystics, and even they don't desire any sort of mysticism, for any sort of even smallest worldly happiness they don't want. Forget about, we have pastimes of Ritrasur. He says that I don't want anything in this world. Na nakapristam, na chaparameshtam, na rasadipatyam. I don't want anything. Kolavecha Sridhar, Mahaprabhu is requesting me again and again, ask something, I want to give. I can give you mystic powers, I can give you anything. He said, I don't want anything. I just want that your beautiful form of Nimai should come in every life and bargain with me on the price of banana. Okay, may I see that form repeatedly? Prahlad Maharaj, he was asked by Narasimhadev, I want to give you some boon, ask, I can give you all the 8 siddhis. Prahlad Maharaj says that, oh God, I have taken birth in atheistic family. I have this tendency to get attracted. My generation have tendency to get attracted for material things. If don't tempt me like this, I am not a businessman. I am just your servant and I just want to serve you life after life after life. So devotees, they have only one pointed attention, that they want Krishna. And because of their surrender, they are greater than all the yogis. Forget about mystic powers, forget about worldly happiness. We have this wonderful example, extreme example of Vasudev leper. Okay, so his body is like filled with worms of leprosy and they are eating, and he is suffering from external bodily pain to such an extent. And if any worm used to fall, okay, angahaite yei kida khasiya padaya uthaya sei kida rakhe sei thaya. If any worm used to, in enjoying the body and the blood of Vasudev leper, if it used to slip and fall on the ground, with all due respect, he used to lift that worm and place back to the position where it belonged. So that, to that extent, devotees develop distaste in this worldly happiness. And forget about worldly happiness, even liberation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if someone takes shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, when liberation stands in front of such devotee, please accept me. And devotee says, I don't want. Okay, so this is wonderful thing. So these are various pastimes. Now at the end we will discuss. So we saw that there are devotees don't aspire for mystic powers. They have absolutely no desire. But pure devotees, especially Srila Prabhupada, had so many mystics. Yeah, there are so many pastimes where he performed his, showed his mystic powers. Okay, so we will first see some, we will hear some of the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada where he showed that he was not an ordinary human. Okay, so I will just describe few. So once Prabhupada was performing, like doing kirtan, and when he started kirtan, he wanted Jai Radha Madhava, he asked for mridang. So it was rainy season, and he, the mridang, like we see, or mud mridang, what happens to it in rainy season. So it was when devotees were trying to, and thap thap, or only this dull sound was coming, and they were fearful to give that to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, okay, give the mridang. And Prabhupada took the mridang, he just stabbed like this 2-3 times, and when he started playing the mridang, it was like everyone was amazed. How this just mridang, just 1 minute before it was making such a dull sound, and now it's such. So this pastime was described by Radhakund Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple. So and Prabhupada immediately performed such a wonderful kirtan, and it was time to perform aarti, and Prabhupada took that like argya, and he was performing an aarti, and when he performed the argya, he saw there was no pot only where we have to put the water after performing the argya. So he was, there was loud kirtan was going on, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada said bowl, bowl, he said bowl, and because kirtan was going on so ecstatically, everyone was thinking that Prabhupada is telling Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and everyone was telling Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Prabhupada said bowl, bowl, and they were saying yes, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Prabhupada said there is no point in saying that. So he just was performing after that. So there was a tulsi plant 4-5 feet away, and after performing, he just like did with the shankha argya patra like this, and like a stream of water went out of that conch shell. Radhakund Prabhu says like it circumambulated Tulsi Maharani and then went right inside, and not a drop felt outside. Said, I never saw like this. It's totally against law of nature. And not only once, he did thrice like this. Okay, and devotees saw. So there is one disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Dola Govind Shastri. So he was given a very wonderful class, and in the class he said that how there is a Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya has said that this Harinam will spread throughout the world. Okay, and he gave a very wonderful class, and after the class he asked Prabhupada, okay, Abhay, I gave such a nice class, but do you really think that this will happen, that this name of Prabhupada, this name of this holy names will go throughout the world? And Prabhupada was chanting that time. Okay. And he said, he paused and he said, if this is desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if this is his prediction, this will happen. And he went down the stairs, and then he again came back. And he said, one day, a full disciple, a fully surrendered disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a foolish disciple, will fulfill this desire. And because that Shastri was also a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he started thinking, will it be me? Okay, and Prabhupada again went back. And then he again came. And that will not be you. And therefore, that time, many used to envy Srila Prabhupada. Okay? So, we know this wonderful pastime of Haridas Prabhu. We won't discuss that. So, this pastime of Hridayanand Babaji Maharaj. So, he used to reside at Radha Damodar Temple. So, when asked about Prabhupada, he said that never I saw anyone. He was like, decades he used to stay at Radha Damodar temple. He was like in the priestly family of Radha Damodar temple. He said that never I saw someone who performs so intense tapasya, sadhana, like Srila Prabhupada. So he said that in 64-65, every day I used to see, I used to hear noise, like sound of someone crying out loudly. Okay. So every day I used to, my like sleep used to get disturbed. So one day, and that sound used to come from where Prabhupada was staying. And one day he went and saw from exactly where the sound is coming from. And he saw that Prabhupada was brooming in the courtyard of Rupa Goswami Samadhi. And he was praying and crying that, please, O Rupa Goswami, O Sanatan Goswami, please give me mercy. Please give me strength that I can follow orders of my Gurudev. Okay. So there was another disciple. There was another in the same parampara. There was Gopal Shyam Goswami. That time his name was Gopal. He was a small boy. And he had this habit that he used to steal money from the Dan Patra and he used to go and take sweets, he used to buy sweets. So one day he came and he took money and Prabhupada, he saw this boy and said, oh, you are stealing money from Hundi. Why do you steal? He said, he was a small boy and said, oh, I like to eat sweets, I like to eat peda, rabdi, gulab jamun. Prabhupada said, oh, for this reason? So if I personally prepare and give you, you will stop? Yes, then why will I steal? So for many days, Prabhupada used to personally make sweet for this boy and personally feed him. Okay. So later this person went to become a priest of that temple for many years. He performed that. So this pastime was shared by Harishauri Prabhu, who went and personally checked with this Gopal Shyam Goswami. Okay. So we have here this again wonderful pastime of once a reporter asked Prabhupada that you are writing these commentaries, are you inspired by God? How do you write these commentaries? Then Prabhupada said that every day Krishna comes and dictates me and then I write. Then one disciple, protective disciple of Prabhupada, he thought that the reporter might misunderstand. Actually, he misunderstood, but he thought the reporter might misunderstand. Actually, what Prabhupada wants to say that he gets the inspiration from God and then he writes. And Prabhupada immediately corrected this person and he said that actually Krishna dictates me and then I write. It's not that I get inspired or something. And again, Gopal Shyam Goswami Maharaj was sharing this pastime that one time Prabhupada was very much ill. Okay, he was very ill and very much disturbed and his body was very weak. And few devotees went and asked Prabhupada that why are you feeling so weak? What has happened? So he told that I'm not able to fulfill the desires of my spiritual master. So I'm feeling so weak. Okay. So, and he was practically having no strength. And one night, that night, everyone saw, this family saw that a effulgent light was coming from Prabhupada's room. Okay. And they went, the entire family, when Gopal Shyam Goswami Maharaj, they went and they were hearing from, mostly it was Gopal Shyam, but I don't know if I am mistaken. So they went and started hearing from what's the discussion going on. They couldn't figure out. And next day they went to meet Prabhupada and Prabhupada was sitting with a very wonderful fragrant garland and absolutely fine and full of health and I was beaming and smiling and everyone said that yesterday you were so weak and you were so like not able to even stand. So he said, what happened? Then he said, yesterday night Rupa Goswami came and he blessed me. Okay, that why are you fearing? You go to West and preach and I will make all the arrangements. Okay, so later it says that Harishauri Prabhu went and he actually checked this past time whether it was true, and he asked Prabhupada also one time that whether this is true. Prabhupada said, "Oh, that's a common thing, everyone knows that." Okay, so Prabhupada sometimes is like, one time he was walking on a beach and one devotee came and he said, "Prabhupada, I met one astrologer and he said currently you are the greatest spiritual personality who is walking on this planet." Prabhupada said, he didn't deny that, "Oh, I must be, I am Krishna's representative." Okay, he accepted that. So and then one time a disciple of Prabhupada, he was preaching in south, and there was a very famous Mayavadi sannyasi, and he had, like, he was famous for he could read, see, just seeing the face of a person he can say what this person is all about. Okay, he has so much powers. So, but he was a Mayavadi, and devotee is that he carried Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela to give that Mayavadi sannyas, and he didn't know Prabhupada. Absolutely no interaction, no meeting, and he, this person presented Prabhupada's book to this Mayavadi sannyasi, and this Mayavadi sannyasi opened and he saw beautiful picture of Prabhupada, and he said, "Who is this person?" He said, "He is my Gurudev. He is preaching all over the world." He said, "This, he is four in one." This Mayavadi sannyasi, "Well, he is four in one." So he said, "What is this four in one?" Then he says, "He is Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarakacharya all in one." This Mayavadi sannyasi of south, he is telling that he is four in one. He is so much powerful that he can, he, and he said that he will change the entire world. Okay, so that was Prabhupada's. So many other things. So we will, this is pastimes and miracles of Prabhupada. Okay, and forget about Prabhupada. Prabhupada's disciples and his books have created so much miracle. And Prabhupada has exhibited this many times. The famous story of Macmillan publishing of Bhagavad Gita. So Brahmanand Prabhu, Prabhupada said that you have to publish this Bhagavad Gita. And he had no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. He was trying to figure out how will I do this. And so one time, that time an album was released, happening album, and Prabhupada had sung various nice devotional songs. So he got an order from Macmillan Company. Okay, Macmillan Company it was written. And he was so excited, it went to Prabhupada that I got this order of album from Macmillan Company. And these are the greatest publishing like industry. Prabhupada said, "Take copy of Bhagavad Gita, don't courier the order for this," because it was an order for a music album. "Don't courier the album, you personally go, take copy of Bhagavad Gita, okay, and tell that you have, he didn't took the copy of Bhagavad Gita, he said that you take the album, tell the person that you have a guru who has written commentary on Bhagavad Gita and I want you to publish it." So Prabhupada directly instructed, and Prabhupada was very much inspired, and okay, I will repeat. So he went to the company of Macmillan, and finally to the name whom the order was, he was searching. And to his astonishment, he found that he was a simple clerk in the company of Macmillan. It had nothing to do with Macmillan Company. It was just some ordinary person in Macmillan Company. And he thought, okay, he thought there is no question of publishing or anything. He went and gave the order, he delivered the album to that person. And he was just discussing. And that time, a person came. From nowhere, another person came. His name was James Wade. Okay, James Wade. So, this person who took the order, he introduced this person to James Wade. He is James Wade. He is chief editor of this company. So immediately, he has memorized the statement as it is, what Prabhupada asked him to say. And he immediately said, "Oh, I have a guru from India and he has written like commentary on Bhagavad Gita, we want you all to publish." And he said that, "Oh, we have just like published a series of books on all the various scriptures from various religions, and we were just falling short of Bhagavad Gita and we are just searching for it. So please bring the book, can you bring it tomorrow?" And Brahmanand Prabhu was thinking that, "My God, such a miracle." And he says, "Yes, I can bring it tomorrow." He went Prabhupada, and he described that this person is eagerly waiting for this book. Prabhupada said, okay, tomorrow take the book and go. As if like he knew what will happen. Okay. So, similarly, pastime of Shyam Sundar Prabhu, go and ask donation from George Harrison. Okay. So, there are various pastimes. So, we'll discuss two pastimes of his book, Miracle. Just, we'll end from this. So, once this person from Africa, okay, so he was sleeping and he saw three Yamdutas, this ghastly features, and he saw them. And he thought, what sort of dream this is? And he was so fearful and so, like, he started running on streets. And somehow he settled next day. And he was just bewildered and totally fearful. And then he saw devotees distributing books. And some of the devotees approached him about taking Bhagavatam. And somehow this devotee presented him 6th canto of Bhagavatam. And on that cover page, where these photos that Ajamil is being taken away by Yamdutas, and this person was, these are the person who were trying to take me away last night. And he says, who is this? Are yehi to the humko le ja rahe the. So what is the solution? To bole, are read this book, you will get the answer. Okay. And that devo person started reading the book, and just by reading that book, he became a devotee, and later he went to become GBC of Africa. Okay. So, another wonderful story, that there was a person, simple story, there was a person, he was so depressed, frustrated, like about to give up his life, and he was just praying, God, oh God, if at all you exist, show me some path. And suddenly when he was praying, a Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, came flying and came in his lap. He saw above, like there was no sign from where it came, and he started reading Bhagavad Gita. And when he started reading Bhagavad Gita, he became devotee and like started chanting 16 downs, reading Bhagavad Gita. And he was so inspired that he invited many people at his home for prasad and kirtan. And somehow one person also came, and he started describing that how I became devotee. Once I was praying and this Bhagavad Gita came and came on my lap. So there was a person in that group who was a pakka atheist, okay, and the story goes that his daughter, he had bought Bhagavad Gita from somewhere, and this person, because of atheist, he was so like angry, he threw the Bhagavad Gita out of his window, and that Bhagavad Gita came on his lap. And this person, he went and said to that devotee that actually it's not God who threw the Bhagavad Gita. It was I who threw the Bhagavad Gita. He said, oh, God is so merciful. He utilized you, a Nastik, to throw Bhagavad Gita, to send Bhagavad Gita to me. Okay. So these are various wonderful pastimes of Prabhupada, where he showed some qualities, okay, which is mystic. Okay. But this is not the real mysticism of Prabhupada. Okay, once Prabhupada, Jayaputta Goswami Maharaj described this. And one time Prabhupada was asked, okay, can you show some miracle? So a businessman, he came to Prabhupada and said, can you show some miracle? And Prabhupada said that when I went out of India, I had 40 rupees. Prabhupada used to answer in their language, I had 40 rupees. Okay. Now I had 400 million worth property all over the world in just a span of few years. Isn't this miracle? Businessman thought, oh, yes, this is a miracle. Okay. Then again, one time he was giving a class, and one person stood up and very challenging mood. Oh, Swamiji, can you show us some miracle? Okay. And he was expecting miracle that Swamiji will produce some ash or some apple and something. Okay. Swamiji, Prabhupada says, and this is a wonderful thing, he said that these are my disciples, okay, who were totally absorbed into drugs and whatnot, but they have left everything, following 4 regulative principles, have changed completely and taken full shelter of Krishna. That's the real miracle. Okay, so that's actually a real miracle of Prabhupada. If we see external miracles, what is the use of external miracles? And therefore, devotees don't. So, Prabhupada could have exhibited so many And he had exhibited here and there many pastimes. But he is not great because of this small mysticism. The real miracle of Prabhupada is someone is getting a book who has never met Prabhupada. His life is changed just by hearing the words of Prabhupada. Okay, so many, like, I am connected to one person. Even 6 months before, this person, in a local town called Vikramgarh, this person had 2 meat shops and 1 liquor shop. And he was like the social activist in entire Vikramgarh, one of the most famous social activities. But externally he had so much. And just by reading Prabhupada books and hearing Prabhupada's lecture and coming in contact with wonderful association of devotees, in just span of 5 months, he had no other means of earning. He closed both of his liquor shops, he closed his so-called mutton shop and started chanting 16 rounds. All his family started chanting 16 rounds through all the vessels that were being used to cook non-vegetarian things, and he's like wonderful devotee. Even I see, oh my God, such a transformation. This is miracle. And wherever I used to take this person, I generally take this person to many devotees' home, and I ask this, oh, do you eat meat? Then many used to say, yes, I take meat. Previously, I used to take from his shop. Now I take from another shop. So this is miracle. Okay, with no qualification. And I mean, if we see our qualification, my personal qualification, what is the hope that I can get this wonderful path of bhakti and forget about bhakti in spite of so much of challenges, shortcomings, still I am able to continue on this path. This is miracle. So real miracle is not to impress people by some fascinating acts. It's actually transform the heart of that person so that he will never take birth in this world. And any sincere devotee who takes shelter of Krishna and his pure devotees and teachings of Prabhupada, he actually is much, much more mystic or greater yogi than any other yogi. Overcomes all these pastimes. So we are already late. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.